Blog Talk Radio.
Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. While each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject with our all-star dynamo in-studio guest. And then we will open up our programming for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage. So don't be scared, as they would say. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are asking the CPA But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send an email. Send a tweet. Send a fax. Send a text. Send a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do ultimately to invite someone to join you for the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our reach. Well, I want to encourage you, our global listening audience that's tuned in, grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your laptops, your desktops, whatever you need to grab, because today you are truly in for a treat. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, again, we truly do have an expert in the house. And why do I say that? Meredith J. Pope is a CPA. However, I want you to know that he has owned and operated an accounting, financial, and tax agency since 1969. With that said, clearly he has a lot of wisdom and insight to share with us. The agency specializes in financial consultations, tax counseling, and preparation. The agency assists clients' management with the facilitation of successful business operations. We'll hear more. Just wanted to give you a quick snapshot. He's been a CPA since 1988 and to this present day. But we're going to hear more about his vast background and all of the layers that make Mr. Meredith J. Pope, Meredith J. Pope. Without further ado, let's bring in our in-studio guest who is truly a leader in the financial industry. He is one that educates and resources others and does so much. I can go on and on and on. I mean, hello, in business since 1969. Join me as we give a virtual boardroom welcome to none other than the esteemed Mr. Meredith J. Pope. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Good evening, listeners. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to answer your questions to Ask the CPA.
Loving it. So I want to ask you, Mr. Meredith J., with that distinguished voice of yours, sir, how did you start counting and or accounting? I know there has to be a cute little story behind all of this.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, it goes a long ways back. When I was very, very young, Mother had cooked a pork chop, mashed potatoes, and those little green peas, dinner. There was snow on the ground because I'm from Indiana. And she discovered that she didn't have any bread, so she sent me across the street to get bread. At that time, supermarkets was not as prevalent as they are today. But the corner store was much larger than today's corner stores. Matter of fact, this corner store had a bakery and a butcher in it. And as it was the custom back in those days, when a child came to the store with a note, the grocer would give him what he wanted, put it in a bag and put the change in the bag and send him on his way. Well, that happened to me. And when I got back home, my mother looked in the bag, took out the bread, counted her change, and looked at me and said, "Where's the rest of it?" I made the ungodly mistake of saying, "I don't know." That's all he gave me. She simply looked at me and said, "Get your coat." And we went back across the street to the store. And Mother had some unkind words for the storekeeper. And then he decided he would just give her the difference in the change. And she looked at him and said, "That's not the reason I came over here." He said, "Why'd you come?" "I came over here to tell you don't you never cheat one of my children." And looked at me and said, "I guarantee you, you won't be able to cheat this one anymore." And we went back to that cold store. Now, some people may not be able to relate to this. You got to be a little older to do this. Back in the olden days, they used to collect up peach trees and branches from trees. Some of them used extension cords, but Mama didn't do that. And all while she whipped my behind, she told me how she went to work in the snow, in the rain, how she went to work sick so I could learn the same arithmetic that I let that white man take her money from me.
Say it's not so.
I've been counting ever since. I go to the store, even today. I buy something for 35 cents. I give them a dollar. I'm supposed to get back two quarters, a dime, and a nickel. That's how I got started.
I absolutely love it. And Meredith J., tell us, what age, do you remember how old you were when that happened?
I was in elementary school.
Okay.
That's close as I can tell you.
I have no worries. I understand completely. You know, I have to ask, and how was the pork chop dinner? Did you even enjoy that night?
I didn't eat that night.
I love it. That is such a beautiful story that really sets the tone of the experience that you have far beyond, of course, your resume or your bio. And it really sets the tone of early on, this was the journey that you were destined for, and you've continued on this road ever since. So where did you go from there?
Well, from there, I was working at IBM, and I worked third shift because I got paid more for working third shift. And there was a young engineer that was going to, he was going to college right around the corner. He went to Woodbury University. At that time, it was Woodbury College. Since then, while I was there before I graduated, it became a university. And he would come in every night, and I'd sit and I'd do his homework for him. Didn't take me that long to do it. Made a lot of sense to me. To one day, he looked at me and he said, you know, if you're going to do homework every night, you might as well be going to school. I said, okay. Just so happened the school was right around the corner, 7th and Wilshire. Our office was on 5th and Figueroa. So I parked my car in the red, go in and ask for a catalog. And they had the audacity to tell me, we don't just give our catalogs to anybody. Here, can you answer a few questions for us? They gave me, it was an easy test. They looked at it, they came back, and they said, we wondered if you can answer a few more questions. I said, I got to get my car out the red first, but I'll be right back. It ain't going to take that long. So when I asked that question, and then they looked back, they went back in the room, and they came back and told me which classes I would be taking in September. The rest is history.
Wow, I love it. And, you know, we have this beautiful backdrop of how your journey started with accounting, you know, where you went from that early on awakening onto this journey. Heard a little bit of your bio and resume. But, you know, I'm curious to know, if Meredith J. Pope was to say who he is, how would you describe Meredith J. Pope?
You really want me to tell you how I would describe myself? I'm just a little country man, just a little country boy who makes it in L.A. I just happen to have a CPA certificate and a master's degree in taxes. I ain't no better than nobody else. I just know a few things. That's it.
Got it. And knowing a few things is definitely what you know, because your experience is amazing. But there's so much more to Mr. Meredith J., because, of course, I met you on a spiritual side. You know, you're a minister at Crenshaw Christian Center, and we met there because of my role with Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth and their Boston Movement curriculum. And so we were doing a Box program there at Crenshaw Christian Center, and you began to support and serve. And that's how I met you, before I even met you professionally. So do you want to speak a little bit more to who you are on a ministry side?
Correction. My first boss program was at West Angeles. That's while I was in ministry school. And they said
see?
I had,
look at that.
They said I had to go to work in another man's ministry. So while I was in ministry school, it just happened to be another person who was in charge of a boss class, James and Pam Jacobs, also known as Superior Carpet. And Pam looked at me and said, Meredith, what do you do? I said, I'm a CPA. She said, well, maybe you ought to come help us out. And I tell you what, we'll write the letter for you. Come work with us. And I got entrenched in, and I really believe in the boss program. It's a good program. So I went. Next thing I know, they had a boss program at Crenshaw. I guess they just figured I came with the program, so I went to work there too. Now,
and
as far
I love
as many,
it. And you know, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. I totally forgot that you did an apprenticeship program at West Angeles. So.
And so then, as far as the ministry background goes, my ministry is, I got a unique ministry. I got a ministry that you ain't gonna never see me on television. You ain't gonna even hear me on the radio. I minister to people that's incarcerated. And I minister on my own personal ministry to people in the nursing home and the senior citizens. That's on Saturdays, and on Sunday I'm in the prisons. That's basically it.
What? Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot.
I do
funerals and that kind of stuff. I do visit sick and shed in too. Well, you know, some of the stuff you just do, you don't have to think about it. Just go do it. And that's where I am.
But I can appreciate that. And I just wanted our global listening audience to know that there are so many various layers to what makes you who you are, the man, in addition to what you do professionally and all of the experience that you have, but just as a person. And so thank you for sharing that. I want to share with our global listening audience at any time during our broadcast, if you want to chime in, you have a question, we have a series of questions that were submitted early on, and so we're going to go through those, Meredith and I. But if you have a burning question, feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad at any time in today's broadcast. So we just want you to know that. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And again, we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. As we are asking the CPA today, our in-studio expert, Mr. Meredith J. Pope. You know, the questions for you, the list was long. We'll get through as many as we can. But I want to start out with the first question, because this is one that a lot of people do have this question, and they really want to know, what's the difference between a CPA, bookkeeper, and an accountant? Is there a difference?
Yes, there's a difference between a CPA, accountant, and a bookkeeper. While all CPAs are accountants, not all accountants are CPAs. And I might emphasize this, not all CPAs do taxes. Now, a CPA has met the state requirements of education, experience, and licensing requirement, and he's managed to pass that CPA exam. If my memory served me right, it was a 2.5-day exam. You went on a Wednesday afternoon, you stayed to 6 o'clock. You was back there the next morning at 9 o'clock, and you stayed to 6 o'clock again. You was back there on a Friday at 9 o'clock, and you stayed to 6 o'clock again. You was not allowed. Now, this is when I took the exam. You was not allowed to take anything in that room with you but yourself. No pencil, no calculator, no phone. That's how I got started. Now, accountants.
Yes.
CPAs are known as the thoroughbred of accounting because they've met all the requirements of the state. But accountants are a person who looks after financial records. An accountant should have a good knowledge about the business, equity, stockholder or capital, well, it depends on what type of business it is, about the business cash flow, their chart of accounts, their balance sheets, and how things are going to affect the business. Now, question. Here's something that you're going to get a shocker on. In the state of California, accountants are not allowed to hold themselves out to the public as an accountant. And I got the case that, to support that. But now they can.
That's very interesting. Wait, say that again. That's very interesting.
An accountant that's not a CPA cannot hold himself out to the public as an accountant.
Huh, okay.
That's
learn something new every day. Got it, got it, got it, got it. Anything else you want to tell us regarding the differences?
Now let's talk, well, basically, there's only certain things, first of all, he can only work for a firm as an accountant. He or she, okay. Where a CPA can
work
for anybody. And a bookkeeper is really one who records the financial records for the firm. Don't do a whole lot of analyzing it, just record it and hope they get it right. The accountant would probably come in and try to find the mistakes that they made, and then the CPA come in and correct the errors that they made, the accountant made.
No. Interesting. So each and every one of us, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Let me throw this out. One of the things, a lot of people think that they, and I'm not knocking this, I'm not selling anything. Yes, I am. I'm selling Meredith. They think because they have QuickBooks, they have a good accounting system. It is a good accounting system, but you got to know how to set it up and you got to know how to use it.
Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And so with that said, I wanted to have a follow-up question with that. Why is a CPA important? I love that you said it's the thoroughbred of accounting. So why would you say that the CPA is most important?
A CPA is often called a business doctor because he knows almost every phase of your business. And you don't believe me, think about business. What part of your business don't require money? You got the answer. He knows all of it. And the other thing is because of his experience, that he's been tested, that he's been licensed, and he may not be that smart, but he just might have another client that he's seen it for. Plus, he has a network. When he don't know, he know what the company over there, this other company did. And the other thing you got to keep in mind, I like to say, when you come in here and ask me to do that crazy stuff, I look at him and say, I got a dog in the fight. You want me to put these numbers down for you to take to the bank, and you don't pay them, then they're going to come back and want to sue me. Talking about, Mr. Accountant, you gave us this numbers that we made a decision on based on part of your numbers. You need to pay us back for being wrong.
Wow. It sounds like there's a lot of pressure.
Well, you get them all the time. But, American Institute of Certified Public Accountant give you the answer to most of those questions.
Got it. You are so funny, Mr. Meredith J. One of the things that, in business, there's oftentimes this quote unquote tug of war, as one would say. Who's most important to have on your business team, an attorney versus a CPA? If you had to pick one, granted you should have the whole gamut, but if you had the lean season, one's just getting started, they had to pick one, who would you recommend?
I'm a CPA, so I'm going to recommend a CPA. But I'm not the only one that says that because You, almost all of your institutions where you're starting out in business will tell you, get a CPA, get you an accountant, and get you a lawyer. Well, CPA knows the business. He knows all of your – I may not know how to make what you're making. I may not know the product you're producing. I may not know how to do the service you're buying. But there's one common thread of commonality that runs through every business. We call it business. Payroll is the same no matter where your business is. Accounts receivable is the same no matter what your business is. Accounts payable is the same no matter what your business is. Making credit decisions is the same no matter what your business is. And then, of course, you got the tax aspect. And therefore, I say the CPA should be your first one.
I can appreciate that. I really can. And, you know, you've shared that you're, obviously, you know, you're the quote-unquote business doctor. You know the ins and outs of that individual's business, financials, all of that. Is there a confidentiality clause with your clients?
Of course there is.
I mean,
I didn't address. Of course there is. I tell everybody, when I walk out of that client's office, I probably know more about that business than anybody else in there. That includes the man who's at the top. Because I interface with each one of the departments, especially if I'm doing an audit. Especially if I'm doing an audit. And I'm going to put my name on their financial statement and say, you can loan the money to these people. You can believe these numbers because I've checked them. So, but he's not, the man at the top, he's not, he don't know nothing about payroll, how you figure payroll. He don't know what the accounts receivable, all he knows is what somebody told him. And that's the way it should be. That's what a CPA is for.
Got it.
I can get to the man at the top where nobody else can get in to see him.
I understand.
If I call him, he's going to call me back.
I'm sure he will. And so, you know, I know a client or two that you help and support, so you can't tell me a little bit of something. Can't give me any insight.
Say that again?
That's a ba-dum-bum. That was a ba-dum-bum joke. You didn't get it. I was joking, saying I know a couple of clients that you have. I said, so you can't tell me a little insight, give me some inside track on their business?
No, I just told you. You're going to have them suing me for giving away their secrets.
I know. That's just, I was just.
But I tell you what I can do.
Yes.
Hold on, wait a minute. I tell you what I can do. Especially
what
if you
can
got
you
the,
do, sir?
If you got the same type of business, I can say, hey, Coach Adams, I want you to meet me for lunch with Johnny Dokes from ABC Company. You know you guys are doing the same thing. Y'all might be able to help each other.
Got it.
That's the country boy making it in L.A.
I love it. I love it. So share with us, share with me, how can you help someone grow their business? Because, you know, of course, the global listening audience of Motivational Mondays, the focus is on those that are looking to manifest their vision at whatever level. So they are visionaries, they are entrepreneurs, business owners looking to drive and move to the next level. So what insight would you give around assisting someone? And I know we can't be specific, but just in general, how can you help someone grow their business?
First of all, we got to find out what their business is, all right? The next thing we got to do is find out how their business is doing. Their records will tell you if they got good records. It'll tell you if they're selling on credit and all their money's, or if all their money's tied up in their inventory. It'll tell you if their salary is too high. It'll tell you what their expenses is too high. It's called an analysis of the business. We make an analysis of their income and their expenses. Then my job is to tell them how they can render the same product with the same quality or the same service with the same quality at a lower cost. We also can tell them it's time to start marketing your business. And the network, there's a marketeer I have. And the other thing is, I think quite often, especially in their inner city, no one bothers to ask their client, How was you treated when you came into my establishment? Because that becomes very important. Most of my clients come from referrals. So that means they must be happy with me. But you got to do something to make them happy with you. You got to let them know that you care about them. And the secret is, you know you my most important client. I want to keep you happy. And you tell every one of them the same thing.
But of course. And, you know, one of the areas that I know that you specialize in and you have a varied background in is not-for-profit. Share with, because there are those that, you know, want to start a nonprofit. Share a little bit of insight in that arena. How would you assist them with growing?
First, you got to define what the reason for. Let me throw this out, Coach. There's a difference. How can I say this? First, they become a nonprofit, and then the next thing they want to do is become a tax-exempt nonprofit. There's a difference between the two. Nonprofits do pay taxes unless you become tax-exempt. The first thing I would do if you're a nonprofit is to try to get you to become a tax-exempt nonprofit, which means you don't have to pay income taxes. Now, that's a big difference, right? The next thing you got to do is find you a grant writer that can write a grant to get you some funds to support your mission and your vision. You got to have your mission and vision always defined before you become a nonprofit, especially if you're going for it to be a tax-exempt nonprofit. Then you got to do something to get the funds in. It is my suggestion to all nonprofits, get away from government funding as soon as you can. Because every time they change the man in the White House or in the state, you're going to get a change in your funding. So now you got to become a fundraiser. You got to figure out what you can do to raise funds. And you'll see that all the time. I mean, I got a letter laying here on my desk right now from Woodbury where I went to college talking about they having a reception for those who graduated from there. And got a nice price tag on it, too.
Raising funds. You know, it's so interesting, and you are really, without question, you are sharing some rich insight today, and I trust that our global listening audience is really taking notes and getting this richness, and I want us to be reminded, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. On today's broadcast, we are asking the CPA, and we have our in-studio expert, Mr. Meredith J. Pope, who has a lot of experience, varied background in this industry, so you definitely are getting some wisdom from an expert. I want you to know that our program is open, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. We have some questions that were sent in advance, and we're getting those answered. But maybe you have a question live. We want to welcome you, and we want you to know if you just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad, that will add you to the host queue, and you can get your questions answered live from our in-studio expert. If you are sitting on your electronic, your electronic device, be it your laptop or desktop, iPad, tablet, you do need to dial in. Dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We have gotten such a richness of information so far. I know I have my pad and pen handy, and I'm taking notes, and so I want to thank our in-studio guest again. You know, one of the things that I think is important, we were talking about how you can assist someone in growing their business. Once they grow their business, how can you help someone manage and, quote, unquote, clamp down on their cash flow?
Well, there's a professional answer for it. There's a simple answer for it. I had a client who was a female. She was married, and they had several Matter of fact, one of them was right across the street from your church, from West Angeles. It was Burger King's. And one day I asked her, I said, how do you run your business like this? How do you do it? And she looked at me and said, it's very simple. I got kids. I said, what's that got to do with business? She said, employees are just like kids. And y'all got this fancy word. Y'all call it a budget. I don't need a budget because I know how much money coming in my household. I know how much money I got to set aside to pay rent. I know how much money I got to set aside to pay buy food. And it's the same thing in corporations. You need a budget. Budget helps you to plan, to control, and to manage your cash. And any time it's out of line, you need to analyze and figure out why the variance. And you'll stay on track.
Got it. And like you said, that was a very simple answer, but yet it definitely covered what needed to be spoken in that area. These are some great questions that we had submitted. I'm really getting a lot of richness from it. What some of the most common tax mistakes people make, personal and or in business, that you found in your experience?
Okay, let me just run down a list of them. One, not knowing the law. The law changes every year, and sometimes it changes twice a year. The second one is not knowing the terminology. You need to know when they say something about an exemption, what they're talking about. When you think to know when they say something about a deduction, what they're talking about and which form it's on, you need to know. That's a good question. You need to know which form to file, too. All right? And while I'm on forms, I'm going to throw this one in way up in here. You need to know that you got to sign the form. Because if you didn't sign it, I don't care if you did mail it, it's not filed. The next thing is, you need to know what's for your filing status. And just because you got a kid, just because you got an adult kid in your house don't mean you had a household. You need to know the law. And now the next thing you need to know is what a lot of people talk about in business. You need to know what method of accounting you're using. Why do I say that? Some will use one method for tax purpose and another method for the bank. Okay. The third thing is not filing on time. You got to know when your return is supposed to be filed. Yes, everybody knows that their individual return is supposed to be filed on April 15th. But there's a secret we have. You can go all the way up to October with it. You can move it out to October. But you also got to know if you got a corporation, that one's due in March. Not in April.
So you gotta know. Got it.
The other thing you gotta know is you gotta know what name you file your taxes under. And I know that don't seem too brilliant or too smart, but there's a whole lot of people don't know how they spell their name on their tax return. Or they use the wrong address.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I was just looking at a thing the other day saying the IRS got a whole lot of money they want to give back to people, but they can't find them.
Was my name on that list?
No, I didn't see you down there. The other one is you use the wrong Social Security number. Now, I don't know if that's intentionally or what. Missing or incorrect information. And guess what? Math errors. And I know there's somebody out there say, but we use computers. Well, I'm going to tell you what they told us when we used to work at IBM. We don't care if it was done by a computer. You add it up to make sure it's right, because the person might have programmed the computer wrong. The other thing is with this electronic filing and electronic deposit. Now, I'm guilty of this one. You put down the wrong account number. That money stays in limbo for I don't know how long before it gets back to them. They try to find you. Now, I've got one thing that's a pet peeve of mine. If you have someone prepare your tax return, and I got this from a banker, have them sit down and go over your tax return with you. so that when you're in the bank, as the banker told me, y'all give them all these pretty forms and all these nice, beautiful folders, but they don't know a dang thing about what's inside that folder.
Right.
And, of course, I already mentioned you got to sign the tax. You got to sign the tax return.
Absolutely. You're giving some great insight, and I so appreciate it. You know, as you were processing that and sharing, any insight that you would give someone that is, quote, unquote, a consultant, entrepreneur, you know, they have to, they're not in the standard 9-to-5 corporate work setting where taxes are automatically taken out. Any insight that you would give that individual who's on the other side?
Yeah, and they got a thing called estimated tax payments. You need to come in or have somebody figure out what they estimate your taxes will be. Now, to do that, you're going to need a couple years' tax return. We need to know that. You just got to sit down with him or her, project what you're going to come up with, what you're going to earn, how much expense is going to be. Oh, go back up to that budget. Remember I told you? Go back up to that budget. It's your living mind. You're going to know what you're going to owe at the end because you know what your tax bill is going to be because you know how much income you're going to have and you can figure out what the taxes will be. They got a program. I'll tell you that.
Oh, got it. Okay, perfect. Rich stuff. Ooh, I am loving it. Again, I just want to remind our global listening audience that our programming is open, and we do invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I know we're getting a lot of questions answered now, and so many were sent in advance. We're going to go ahead and get to our next question. What are some of the common mistakes that should be avoided when working with a CPA?
Very simple. The CPA is on your team. He's there to help you. He's not your partner, but he's on your team. He's there to help you. So don't come up in here and lie to me. For instance, I had a guy come in here. We went to college together. He wasted an hour and a half time, and I said, tell me what happened. Just tell me what happened. You need no fancy words. Just tell me. And I said, it sounded like you had some debt forgiven. Oh, no, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. About 4 minutes later, I said, well, what's that 1099-C over there you got in your hand? 1099-C is a record of the debt they forgave. And then we spent all this time with right away and solved that problem. But everybody, and the other thing is, if you come to me for help, be quiet and receive it. When you go to the doctor, you don't tell them how to treat you.
I love it. I love that straightforward personality that you have, Mr. Meredith Pope, because you're like, just one, don't lie and receive what I have to tell you. And you are an expert. And, you know, as a leader, one of the things that I've learned is that leaders seek expert counsel. So, you know, when you go to an expert, you have to obviously trust doing your due diligence that that person knows what they know and you go with that because that's the area of expertise in the industry that they're in. So I can fully appreciate that. You know, anything else that you want to share with us
Let me throw this in. You don't have to know it when you come to see me. I'm smart enough to know that if you knew it, you wouldn't be sitting in front of me. That don't make you dumb. That don't make you stupid because I got a whole lot of people make a heck of a lot more money than I do. As a matter of fact, I got this one. I like for him to come to see me because I get to go to any restaurant. When I get through with him, I get to go to any restaurant of my choice and get anything I want. So I realize that you are good at making widgets. I'm good at business accounting. I'm good at business analyzations. And if you don't believe that, think about it. Why is it every time you go to the bank to buy a house, they want a letter from your CPA? Or when you want a loan, they want to talk to your CPA? Just because they don't. I mean, you know. So I don't think they have to feel bad and try to convince me how smart they are when they come up in here. I know you're smart. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the money to pay me with.
I
Hello.
Love it. And so,
Hello.
Yeah, no, I'm processing because I'm thinking, you know, that big dinner, you obviously got them what they needed to write it off.
Yeah, they told him, give me anything he wants.
The foodie, she just lost focus when you said the big dinner. You know, where did you go? Let me live vicariously through you.
One of them is Mastro's. I didn't even know Mastro's had a penthouse. The other station. And we go to local places, too. We went to Harold's and Bell's. We even go to La Louisiana. Then my favorite place, though, is at Chart House in the Marina. Most people don't even know they got a Chart House out there so far back.
And they do. Yeah, it is far back in there, but it's facing the harbor. Nice setting.
Yes. Oh, and the other place he took me. This is the first time I've ever been in this. That Brazilian place on Restaurant Row. That is, I don't know how much it costs, but the ice cream costs. I don't know how much it costs, but the ice cream costs $18.
I'm wondering if that Zamba. You know, one of my favorite places is in Sunset Beach. Have you ever been to Captain Jack's? Do you like crab?
Unfortunately, no, I haven't been there.
Oh, it's delicious. So that's a place that, you know.
You know why I don't like crab? Y'all got to work too hard to eat crabs. I like to just open my mouth and put my food in it.
No, well, you know what? At Captain Jack's, they split them for you, so they're easy breezy for you to just simply pull the meat out and enjoy it. Yeah.
You want that little thing and crack it up?
They give you all that, but they split them, so you really don't need that. It's just added tools to support you in that process. But I love seafood, and crab is one of my faves. So, and they're huge, meaty Alaskan snow king crabs.
Well, in that case, I would suggest you go to Cafe Del Rey on Amity Way and have their crab cakes.
Ah, and I've been to Cafe Del Rey, but I have not had their crab cakes in the Marina Del Rey. Yeah,
My daughter came home one day and told me to go try them. And then she went to go out the door, and she came back and said, Daddy, when you go over there, take somebody with you.
Aw, isn't that special? Is that because it's a romantical setting?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that. She was my daughter.
Got it. So let us get back to Ask the CPA here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We have really covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about what's the difference between a CPA, bookkeeper, and an accountant. Why is a CPA important? We've talked about who's most important to have on your business team, attorney versus CPA. In addition to that, we have covered some great ground on how can a CPA help someone grow their business. How can a CPA help someone manage and clamp down on their cash flow? In addition, we just talked about some of the common mistakes that should be avoided when working with a CPA. We are in studio with our resident expert, Mr. Meredith J. Polk, who is truly giving us some great, rich insight. Again, our lines are open if you would like to interact with us. We so invite you to do so. You have a few more moments while we're live here on the program to do so. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I have another question for Mr. Meredith J. Pope. How would someone retain your services? Maybe they don't want to get into it live on the air, but they want to talk about retaining, you know, look into retaining your services. Are you even still taking clients at this stage?
Of course I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I mean,
I take now. But they can reach me by dialing 1-888-503-2131. That's 1-888-503-2131. Call and ask for a free consultation. Or you can email me, Polk, P-O-L-K, CPA, @gmail.com.
Why don't you give both the number and email one more time?
Phone number is the 1, area code 888-503-2131. The email address is just like my last name, Polk, P-O-L-K. Then add the CPA, and I'm at gmail.com.
Sounds wonderful. And we'll, of course, post that information on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We have a forum that's an open group. So we'll also make sure that that information is posted there. And we so want to continue the dialogue. So if you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, just simply ask to become a member and we'll send that and make sure that you get that connection. You can visit CoachAdams.com to connect with my social pathways, CoachAdams.com, and I definitely want to stay connected with you. You know, one of the things, Mr. Meredith J. Polk, I wanted to find out from you, what are some of the misperceptions people have about a CPA? I mean, I'm sure one of the misperceptions is that they think that you can walk on water, but I'm fine.
Oh, I only walk on waters on Tuesdays.
Okay, great. One other.
The other one is, first of all, they think CPAs only do taxes. I don't know why they get that idea. And that's a possibility because there's all kinds of taxes. You got payroll taxes, you got sales taxes, you got estate taxes, you got death tax. There's a tax for everything. You got alcohol tax, you got cigarette tax. It all depends on what type of business you're in. The other thing is, they figure CPAs don't do nothing but add up numbers. And I really don't like adding numbers anymore. I like telling you what the numbers say. So if you want to know how your business is really doing, have your person prepare some financial statements for me and let me look at them. And let me make a comparison about yesterday and today. I can predict the future.
Interesting. What would you say are some considerations on a one-on-one basis, you know, that one should consult with you, CPA, about on an ongoing basis? And you may have just touched on that a little bit. I don't know if you want to expand more on that subject.
I can summarize that real quick, Coach. You should contact your CPA on almost every decision you're going to make in business. Why? Because it involves money. 2, it either involves money, taxes, or payroll. And the thing is, where everybody make a mistake is, don't come in here and say, I bought a new car last year, Pope, when you might have should have leased it and got a better tax break.
And for someone in business, generally speaking, because I'm actually looking at and considering that now, would you recommend leasing versus purchasing?
You talking about yourself?
just in general, if someone is, you know, they're right, thinking, I didn't know I should have.
Okay, let me answer the question from this way, please.
Okay.
For a female, I would tell them, you might want to really consider purchasing a car. For a man, you might want to consider leasing. Why?
Why?
That's
yeah.
what I'm going to tell you. Because a man put more miles on a car than a woman. A man don't take care of his car like a woman. I remember when I was married, I was driving down the street. My wife didn't allow me to drive on a certain street because it had holes in the street. The other thing is, women baby their cars. I was talking to a person who got a brand new car. You know, they rented a car to go to Las Vegas. I'm not putting all them miles on my car.
But obviously, if someone does do a lot of driving, they wouldn't want to lease. They would definitely want to purchase. But can you still get?
Other way. Wait. Hold up.
Okay.
The other way. If they do a lot of driving, they would want to lease because they're going to have to change cars soon.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Got
now,
it,
still, come on.
Mm-hmm.
A lady next door had a car for 20 years. And it still looked new. So it wouldn't pay for her to lease a car because at the end of the 3 years, she still had to change cars.
Got it. Okay.
And basically, in the long run,
yes,
the expense is going to come out about the same over the life of the car. But on a lease, and a lot of miles, because you see, you can only get so much of an auto allowance. You can only have so many auto expenses up front. They got a limit
okay.
on some of them. That's it.
Okay. Got it.
The same thing. Same thing works for a building. I have a client been in a building for 25 years. Hell, he could have paid for the building by now. If he got a 20-year mortgage.
Got it.
You got to think about it. My job
right.
is to help them think.
I understand. I like you. I so appreciate you sharing with us on Motivational Monday today. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Monday, I would love for Meredith J. Pope to share with us, what would you say has been your greatest life lesson that you have learned to date? Greatest life lesson.
My greatest life lesson. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
And in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I love it. Well, I want to, as we prepare to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close, I want to thank our in-studio guest, our expert that was sharing with us, truly an all-star in his industry, Mr. Meredith J. Pope, CPA. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want you to be reminded and or want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our Win Shop twice a year. In addition, Motivational Mondays, we are here for you every week, along with training, development, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, consulting. It's all available for you. Visit coachadams.com. On our next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We pick up in our Shape Up series, and we're so excited every time it's time to shape up because you will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Again, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. You don't want to miss any of our shows, and definitely mark your calendar, set your alarm, and get ready to be empowered every week right here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.